Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
It is 7:23 here on the Fan Morning Show. Make the smart call. Buell Insurance. 724-443-5610. That's 724-443-5610. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I'm going to talk a little Mahomes. Some D3 football coming up here in a couple of minutes. But I was thinking more about Johnny's call and about where the Steelers are at. And I just want to see them like put consistent games together before I'm going to start buying into any of this. And you've got the Bills here at Baltimore. I don't care what happened yesterday. Baltimore's still going to be tough in Baltimore. And the fact that they turned it over 5 times, I don't know, maybe the Steelers could replicate that next week in Baltimore. Then you got Detroit, you got Baltimore at home, you got a Dolphins team that on paper is a not, you know, 4-win team, but isn't that the scariest, Jim, of any of the games from the standpoint of you look at games, okay, these are going to be tough. That one's a win, but yet.
Plus, hey, they've got a guy that can run for about 150 yards on you because he does it just about every week and he's about all they have and he still does it. So that's definitely a losable game. I am warming up to this 8-9 division winner idea. The more I look at it, where games that and the Ravens, their division fate. You look at their schedule. I know they have New England at home, but they still have to come here. They have to go to Green Bay, and then somebody mentioned, I think, well, Dom is wishing for Cincinnati to win out. I don't think that's going to happen. If you look at their schedule, but is it possible that they could get to 8-9? I guess, but they'd have to go 4-1 the rest of the way. But yeah, I'm thinking division winner, 8-9, sub-500 team hosting a playoff game, either here or in Baltimore.
Yeah, and the Bengals, they're at Buffalo, at Miami, then Arizona and Cleveland at home to finish.
So those should be wins, but I don't know. Arizona, like I said, this is a weird. I don't know I'm looking at the overall standings here. So I'm looking at Tennessee. I'm looking at Vegas. I'm looking at the Jets, and then in the NFC, I don't know if they really have the equivalent. Well, the Giants, and then the Cardinals, I guess, aren't that good. Their defense can be good though. But there are more teams that seem to be into that whole. It used to be 8-8. Where I always joke that the NFL's with the schedule the way it is, the draft the way it is. That their goal is for everybody to finish 8-8 and just have one gigantic coin flip to figure out which teams are going to be in the playoffs. Now with 17 games, you can't really do that because you're going to have 8-9, 9-8. But everybody's kind of getting toward that middle, which is where the Steelers have resided for the last several years, and there seems to be no end in sight. And that's true for all these teams. And then even, like I said, the two best teams record-wise in the AFC are New England and Indianapolis, and the Steelers beat them both.
Injury news for the Steelers. Aaron Rodgers did go through a full practice yesterday. And that is the first time he's had a full practice in a couple of weeks. So he said he was going to ramp it up. He did. We'll kind of see how he felt after that and practice today. So it looks like they could get Aaron Rodgers back. I know you have a soft spot in your heart for Mason Rudolph.
Well, I always thought that he, when he got hurt, there was not only the Myles Garrett thing, but the guy from Seattle, Thomas, right? That he got concussed in that game, and then Garrett hit him with his helmet. And then, you know, people point, well, he lost his job to Duck Hodges. I still think there were some extenuating circumstances that I just mentioned that were involved with that. But I keep coming back to maybe one of the most damning things that Kevin Colbert ever said, and Kevin hardly ever said anything, was that they had a first-round grade on him when they drafted him in the third round. Somebody had mentioned last hour that the Steelers never had a succession plan in place. Well, maybe he was the succession plan. They drafted him with the first-round grade, knowing he was going to sit for 2, maybe 3 years before Ben retired, and then Ben just never went away, except the year he got hurt. But I always thought Rudolph has never really hurt them until then. I watched Chris Carter's video breakdown of the stuff, plays that could have been made in Chicago that weren't. So I don't know. I just always thought he was pretty good if he had some help around him. But, you know, quarterbacks often are only as good as their offensive lines, especially when they're inexperienced. And he's still relatively inexperienced in terms of games. He's been around for a long time. Or you're 41 years old. And then your left tackle's not going to play now. And so you're going to have, what, Calvin Anderson or the other guy, so they can keep Calvin Anderson as 74 is now eligible.
So Dom, quickly here, I've seen a lot of things at Steelers practice. The only time I've ever seen in my life where a starting quarterback went over and slapped a media member on the behind,
I know,
was Jim Colony, where Mason Rudolph came over and slapped him on the butt like, you're my guy. Like, this is...
Well, this was after I got... Okay, so there was a charity golf outing that I never get invited to anymore, even though now I have free time to play in them. Like, when I used to work every Monday, I'd get invited to play in all these things, and I rarely could because whatever. But the station was involved with this one. It's Jerome Bettis, and there are a bunch of other charities at Treesdale. You know, they got 27 holes, the whole course, tons of guys. I got a hole in one, you know, which is, somebody once asked, is it skill or luck? I've got two of them now, but you have to have enough skill.
What a flex.
You have to have enough skill to get the ball in a position to get a hole in one, but basically it's lucky. I mean, come on, Jeff, you ever had a hole in one?
No.
And
but you've had,
Jeff,
you've
is,
had two.
I've had two.
As Jim mentioned.
So, you know, it was witnessed there, and no, I did not have to buy drinks for everybody at the outing, especially when there were guys who are like guys making over $1 million. And let's say that I didn't make quite that much, but I didn't have to buy drinks. But anyway, I was elevated to some sort of celebrity status, except for Mueller, who Joey Porter wanted to fight that day. But beyond that, I was
senior.
I was and junior was probably still at NA back then. But anyway, so I ended up at dinner. I was sitting with the Northern Regional Police guys. And the guys I played with, and there was an empty seat next to me, and all of a sudden Mason Rudolph comes and sits down. And the only reason that we knew each other was because his locker was right near Ramon Foster's. And so I spent a lot of, and Al Villanueva was over there as well. So I spent a lot of time in the locker room. Offensive linemen, as Jeff can attest, are the best. So I spent a lot of time talking to the offensive linemen. And Ramon did our morning show, so I talked with him quite a bit. So I Rudolph was just kind of sitting there listening to some of the banter. So he kind of recognized me, and I recognized him. And so he sits down. He goes, oh, I said, oh, you're Mason, right? He goes, yeah, you're, I said, Jim Collin. He goes, oh, yeah. He goes, oh, you're the guy that got the hole in one. Okay, so that was that. And then afterwards in Pompeian, he's the master of ceremonies. He mentions the hole in one. Everybody claps, yay, yay. And I got something. And so then the very next practice we had, it was one of those scrums where we weren't allowed to get close to anybody. And then I looked, and I'm kind of in the back of the V, and I look, and other people that are toward the front are looking behind me, looking at something's going on, and I didn't know what they were talking about, and all of a sudden, boom, he comes up, like Jeff said, bang, yeah, that's my guy. So that's my relationship.
He hasn't washed that cheek since.
With Mason Rudolph. Let's just say that we're never going to run into one another at a political rally.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at South Hills Kia. NFL.net. When we continue, we're going to be joined by...
I don't think he's that bad as a quarterback.
Geneva head coach Gino DeMarco, who for 33 years impacted young men's and women's lives with his different jobs at Geneva College. We're going to talk to him about D3 and his connection to Patrick Mahomes, all of that. And one other thing, he did something in practice that I don't know that any other coach is capable of doing. We'll discuss that as we continue. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown business, your hometown home and business security company.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.